Alfred Argyon is a comedian who is helping us understand how we use or can use comedy as a coping mechanism.
Breakfast with Refilo Emolata
on Cape Talk.
There's no end to the challenges that South Africans are facing at the moment. And if you've been a South African for long enough, you'll know that there's never been an end to the challenges that we face. At some point, it was, I don't know if this black government is going to kill us. Should we move to Australia? Let's get extra toilet paper. Let's get cans of tuna and baked beans. At another stage, it was like, if you're in Cape Town, oh my word, I need to hoard water. At the beginning of COVID, your toilet paper again. Every starch was lost on the shelves. If you recall, you couldn't find pasta, you couldn't find rice at the beginning of the pandemic, because everybody was finding something that was as unperishable as possible in order to fill the tummies of their families. And now, if we could, we would find a way to hoard electricity. But through all that, one thing that South Africans are excellent at is laughing at our own situation. There is no shortage of memes, themes, comedic takes on what's on the go. Alfred Argyon, why is this so important? And are we distracting ourselves or are we healing ourselves? Good morning.
Good morning, Rafael. It's great to be on. Listen, I actually am no expert at it. I can only say this, that when I laugh, I forget a little bit about my troubles. And I think that is the big thing. You said all those things about all the times that we were worried. I think about 2010 in the World Cup, I think we felt great about ourselves.
We did.
Except the people that made an Airbnb out of the front lounge. They're still sitting there with the reception desk in the lounge, but we felt good about ourselves.
Indeed. I mean, okay, so feeling good about ourselves is important to making our way through trauma, isn't it?
Absolutely is. I think that, I mean, laughter is the thing that takes you out of the situation. It lightens the mood. I think that, like, even for myself especially, I deal with a lot. In fact, my comedy comes from a lot of pain, and not a lot of pain, but some pain and some frustration. Because if you ever come to my shows, I'm basically just making light of everyday problems that I have. And me making light of it is a way of therapy for myself, so I can laugh with an audience. Because, you know, these are very serious matters. I speak on the riots. I speak on COVID. I speak on, you know, family issues during the lockdown and those things. And that makes it a bit funnier. And when other people laugh, you realize, oh, wait, man, it's not just me with these problems.
That's what I was going to ask you, Alfred. I mean, how is it received? So you're saying it's great therapy for you when you're listening, when you're watching your audiences. And I think comedians are probably the greatest performers in terms of having to read your audience and feel where they are. Do they kind of look at you and go, oh, why do you remind me of my bills? Or do they go, I know, man, those damn bills.
It's all about the comedian and how he manages the moment and the delivery. Of course, we work really hard to get you to that euphoric, like, oh, no, man, I know that too vibe. It's all about the comic. But fundamentally, we work really hard on these gags or jokes to take that very serious thing and show the lighter side of it. Sometimes people are successful and sometimes they aren't, unfortunately. But for the most part, that is what the comedian is trying to achieve.
Alfred, a lot of conversation around comedy in the United States, for example, circulates around, oh, comedians aren't allowed to push the boundaries anymore between Me Too and, you know, wokeness and consciousness. We're not allowed to make jokes anymore. Do you feel that way? Or is that just about, you know, being accountable and ensuring that, you know, you don't mess things up, you don't hurt people's feelings?
You know what? I lean more towards, first of all, I think there's always going to be your personality types that are looking for a hole to poke, right? It doesn't matter what joke you make, at some level, there'll always be someone that finds it offensive, even if it's innocent. There's going to be that group of people, which is in the minority, which is great, right? But I also feel at the same time, the audience tells you what is permissible and what isn't. If you go to a Jim Jeffries show, it is rough. My mother, for example, will be very, very, very upset if I took her to a Jim Jeffries show. I find it hilarious, but I've got a different sense of humor. So the audience will always dictate what you can get away with and what you can't, your specific audience that follow you. However, I also believe that there are things that shouldn't be said and shouldn't be poked fun at. But that's my personal thing. But I think that it's just there's more of a spotlight on it today. But there was always things we were the society said that is not okay to laugh at. You know what I mean?
I'm with you.
That's my thing. I think that, you know, the audience in the end of the day will dictate what they let you get away with and what will and won't work. In the end of the day, the comedian's business is to entertain the people.
Correct.
You're not entertained by it.
And it shouldn't be at the
expense. They will let you know.
And it shouldn't be at the expense of another person. I mean, there's a thing where we josh at ourselves, but it shouldn't be at the expense of a person's struggle, right?
It depends. It depends on how light or how serious that matter is. And again, it's a touch and go situation. If you, for example, I'm a portly fellow.
Yes.
A lot of people make fun of my weight. Yeah. I'm easy. So I go, I know I'm fat. Okay. But I understand how that could be very, very offensive to someone that is struggling with their weight and has a condition or maybe has some sort of thyroid situation. So, I mean, it is very much a case-by-case situation.
And it's about a case of empathy, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's about having common sense. I mean, come on. I always tell my comic friends, as I said, you have to have common sense. When you walk out there, don't be foolish. Don't try and hurt people. Remember, we're here to entertain these people, not to offend them at all.
Alfred Adrian, comedian, helping us understand how we deal with the difficulties that we're facing. And South Africans, honestly, I think the two things that bind us are, one, our trauma, and two, our ability to laugh at it. Thank you so much for carrying on that tradition. Alfred Adrian joining us from Johannesburg.